Welcome everybody to the Florida Building Commission's Fire Technical Advisory Committee meeting of Monday, August 2nd, 2021. Please be aware of background noise. Keep yourselves muted, but please not put yourself on hold. Please wait to offer an opportunity to speak before you do, and please state your name each time you speak, and TAC members, please state your name when you make and second motions. That's our main thing. All right, let's go ahead and determine that we have a quorum. First is Commissioner Schiffer, Brad.
I'm here.
Very good. Hamid Bahadori, Hamid.
I'm here.
Great. Joe Belcher, Joe.
Present.
All right, Cheryl Edwards.
Present.
Very good. Elijah Flowers. Okay. Shane Gerwig, Shane?
Here.
Very good. Jeff Gross, Jeff, are you there? All right, Joe Holland, Joe?
Here, Christopher Attari for Joe Holland.
Joe Holland's on, though.
Yeah, okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay.
Somebody announced
Sorry about that.
All right, as your alternate. Commissioner Marker, Gray. Peter Schwab.
I'm here.
Very good. At seven, let me just double check. Elijah Flowers, Jeff Gross, or Gray Marker? All right, well, we have 7 of 10, so we do have a quorum. Let's go ahead and... Brad, if you want to go ahead and get the minutes and the agenda first, and the minutes approved, and then turn to me, I will proceed with our process.
Okay, that's fine. Thanks, Jeff. Does anybody have any comments on the meeting agenda? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve them?
Belcher, move approval is posted.
Is there a second?
Schwab, second.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
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 Anybody opposed? Okay, the June 22nd, 2021 meeting. Does anybody have any comments on those? Hearing none, a motion to approve them.
Belcher, move approval.
Schwab, second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay. Anybody against? Then Jeff, it's back to you.
Thank you, Brad. Okay, let's proceed. So our main purpose of the meeting, of course, is to provide a recommendation to the commission on the errata, the relevant errata submitted. In this case, we have two. What I'll do is I'll ask the proponent to, which in this case it's staff on both, to provide a brief overview, ask if anybody from the public wishes to comment, or and then against, 3 minutes each. Doesn't look like we're going to be any need for that, but at any rate, then back to the TAC for a recommendation to the commission either to approve or a recommendation to deny if that's what you think would be appropriate. And so that's our basic process. So we're going to start off with FFBCB Building Chapter 1, errata number 1, which was submitted by staff. Mo, would you please provide us with an overview?
Good morning. This is Mo Medani. And as stated in the proposal, as you see, the first one is really the purpose of it is to incorporate the change that's stated in Senate Bill 286 with regard to the sprinkler head allowances and all that. As you know, in the Florida Building Code, under Section 105.3.1.2, there's a requirement that certain things that has to, in order to obtain a permit, it has to be mainly done through an engineer design as per Section or Chapter 471. However, in the code, there is specific exemption of this requirement, whether it is 1, 2, etc. Number 2 is being revised to be consistent with mainly Senate Bill 286, which which really increases the 49 sprinkler heads limit to 249 heads or fewer for level of work which involve alteration consisting of relocation or deletion of sprinkler heads of 249 or fewer sprinkler heads. And that's really what this code change does. It's mainly to make it to be consistent with Florida statute or House Senate Bill 286.
All right, thanks, Mo. Does anybody from the public wish to speak, either in favor or in opposition to this? Hearing none, I'm going to come back to the TAC for an action.
This is Schwab. I'd like to make a motion for approval.
Belcher, second.
All right, we have a motion and a second from Schwab and Belcher, respectively. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, our next and final is FFPC EB, Existing Building Chapter 5, Book 10, errata number 2, also submitted by staff. Mo?
Yeah, the same thing. Again, this is Mo Madani. This change is in response to the change provided under
Senate. Anybody else having problems with audio?
No.
Not too bad.
Can you hear me good now? I'll try again.
Yeah, that's good, Bob.
All right. Well, again, errata number 2 is specific to the change based on Senate Bill 804, which is, as stated here, mainly this legislation with regard to a single family and two family dwelling, mainly exempt those from change of use when used as a recovery residence. And so in order to implement this in the Florida Building Code, we mainly revised the Florida Building Code for existing building, Section 506, change of occupancy, which is the prescriptive compliance. We added an exception, number 2, verbatim of what's in the Florida statute, to provide for the exceptions from change of use. Same thing under Section 1001 for Chapter 10, change of occupancy. We provided the same exception there. And that's really the code change. Thank you.
Thanks, Mo. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to comment? All right, coming back to the TAC for action.
Belcher, move approval.
Holland, second.
All right, we have a motion and a second from Belcher and Commissioner Schiffer, respectively. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? It's also unanimous. I believe that concludes our business. Is there any additional comment by anybody? If not, Commissioner.
Yes. Yes.
Well, yeah, Mo, you do. Go ahead.
That's really something. This is mainly an announcement. As you know, assuming majority of you have received a mass email from us announcing the fact that now the tracking charts and the detail reports, which encompasses the 2021 I-code changes, and also which those will be taken up by the tax in September, October. Those tracking charts and detailed reports are now available from our website for your review, and also there is a detailed schedule for the upcoming meetings, also included in the mass email. So if you have any question about that, please do ask. Otherwise, that's all what I have for you. Thank you.
Okay.
good.
Thanks, Mo. Brad, if you'd like to go ahead and adjourn us.
Okay, then we are adjourned. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.